Southwark News, Thursday, December the 11th, 2014. Playground truce. School recreates World War I Christmas football match. A Bermondsey school has recreated the extraordinary moment in First World War history when Allied and German troops laid down their weapons to share a drink and a game of football in no man's land. The Christmas Day truce was a spontaneous outbreak of humanity amid the carnage and death of trench warfare in 1914. As part of a program to educate their pupils about the conflict, teachers at St. Joseph's Catholic Primary School organized a game against their school side on Friday. Dressed in soldiers' uniforms, the teachers lost the match 3-0. Rachel Hardiman from the school in George Row said, "It was decided to end this topic with a whole school commemoration match on Friday, December the 5th, to remember the match between opposing troops which took place on the Western Front at Christmas 1914 and to celebrate friendships created between supposed enemies. A good atmosphere was created through the children waving flags and chanting in different languages, representing the countries on both sides in the war, singing songs such as It's a Long Way to Tipperary, and the teachers dressing up in World War I soldier uniforms. The game ended with a presentation of medals and trophy, 1 minute silence, and the whole school singing Silent Night in English and German. It was late on Christmas Eve in 1914 when men of the British Expeditionary Force reportedly heard the Germans singing carols and patriotic songs and saw lanterns and small fir trees along their trenches. Messages began to be shouted between the trenches, and the following day British and German soldiers met in no man's land and exchanged gifts, took photographs, and some played football. They also buried casualties and repaired trenches and dugouts. Research has recently established that at least 15 separate matches were played in no man's land along with the 20-mile stretch of the British Western Front. To mark 100 years since the spontaneous moment of peace in the midst of war, Sainsbury's dramatised the truce for its Christmas advert. However, a letter that has only surfaced in the last month suggests that it was not as peaceful as the legend suggests. Some British soldiers are now thought to have used the rare outbreak of peace to spy on a renowned German sniper in the hope of killing him on Boxing Day. The new twist was revealed in a letter written by General Walter Congreve, who admitted he had not braved No Man's Land during the brief pause because he feared the Germans would renege on the truce to kill a high-ranking officer. In the message to his wife, he described how one of his men shared a cigar with the best shot in Germany. "I know now where he shoots from, and I hope we shoot him tomorrow," he said.